The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Coming in hot here on the Officer Jack McLam program. We've had trouble getting up this morning on the radio, and so we're here now, praise God, and this is that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you, and I'm happy to be with you folks, and we're broadcasting once again from our two police and military associations up here in the great northwest of Idaho, USA. And we have on the line with us Ernie from Virginia. Ernie has some very important things to tell us right away because we have the criminals, of course, in control of the Congress and the Senate and the White House. And Ernie helps us keep up to date on what's going on in that arena. So let's go right now to Brother Ernie. Ernie, sorry about the late start, brother. Go right ahead.
No problem, Jack. Good morning or in your area, and it's good afternoon in Virginia.
Okay.
The reason why I wanted to open up with a quick discussion on what's going on in our nation's capital. And the elites who control our politicians are at war with average Americans in every possible way. They're systematically looting us in our country, converting us into an impoverished nation of slaves and stealing our sovereignty.
Yes, they are.
Let me explain why. The law of the lost a treaty. The UN Convention on the Law of the Sea was passed by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee this past Wednesday, 17-4. And with the passage of that treaty, and when Senator, the Majority Leader, Mr. Reid, takes that to the floor for a vote, I'm not convinced that we will muster 34 votes to defeat it. This will give the UN jurisdiction over land-based pollution sources in the U.S. It will also give the UN control of 70% of the planet. It will also give the UN international taxing authority over the United States. And U.S. citizens will ultimately need permission to do fishing, clamming, et cetera, and for the U.S. to mine the oceans or to take oil out of the oceans outside of our 12-mile limits, 12-mile limit, we will need permission from the International Seabed Authority.
Very, UN, very bad. In other words.
Yes. Yeah. This is very, very bad legislation. And on top of that, we have this other bill. This is on the House Resolution 1955 and Senate Bill 1959, addressing homegrown terrorism. And in my view, although the discussion and the recent discussion by the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee had a meeting on Tuesday to discuss purportedly the bill, but when I watched what I saw in the discussion, I saw a disconnect between the testimony from the assistant police commissioner from New York City, the senior intelligence analyst, and the three witnesses, one from L.A., one from Miami-Dade, and one from Kansas City. There was discussion on the threat from the Muslim community and homegrown terrorism from those groups, people coming into the country. There was no mention of what I consider to be the most troubling provisions in the bill, and that's under other areas and the Patriot Movement and possibly censoring the Internet and Internet streams and shows like yours and the RepublicBroadcasting.org and curtailing those and censoring those and perhaps putting these people in jeopardy with the government for speaking out. And essentially what this is, these two bills, is to muzzle Americans from their First Amendment rights of free speech at a critical time when the country is involved in war and we see this meltdown economically, financially, with the U.S. dollar. We see NAFTA and the movement for the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway system. When you see all these troubling things going on, and then the House voting 404-6, and I'm talking about both major political parties, voting against, Jack, voting against the American citizen.
Yes.
And on top of that, I see recent articles, one in particular, will secret clubs pick the next president? There's more and more discussion from Joel Skousen, Bob Chapman, Wellnet Daily, Republic Broadcasting, about Mr. Huckabee of Arkansas, who recently, or in September, spoke to the CFR, and although I'm not certain of his status, because most of the presidential candidates running are CFR members, apparently since that meeting in September, his political star has risen to the point that he's become a top-tier candidate.
Yes, right.
That is troubling because when you look at his record of when he was governor of Arkansas, and he ran on the same kind of platform that Governor Bush did when he ran for president, compassionate, conservative, pro-life, that kind of thing, and limited government. You see just the opposite of Mr. Huckabee's track record and President Bush's track record. So, and I want to point out that in this article, dated November 1st, there is a discussion by a link to Mr. Daniel Estelin, a writer from Madrid, Spain, author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. Now, I went on RepublicBroadcasting.org just prior to this show to see if his book was available. through republicbroadcasting.org, because there are many books and videos and good products for your listeners to purchase directly from republicbroadcasting.org. But I did not see that book available, but I know that you can get it through WorldNet Daily, and you can get it through other different sources. But it will show, since 1952, how many different presidential candidates were selected by the Bilderberg Organization, and as you know, I've spoken about the meeting back in May and June, combined with the CFR and Trilateral Commission. They are running what many consider to be a shadow government. And then lastly, Jack, because I know you have a lot on your agenda today, I wanted to mention about a troubling concern in Iraq with the use of mercenary contractors and these no-bid contracts.
Yes.
And the atrocities and what this may mean, Jack, and you may want to discuss this in your show, the use of these mercenary contractors, and they don't come under the military code of conduct.
No.
Apparently, when they commit crimes, they are given immunity by the State Department.
Uh-huh.
Is this, Jack?
Yep. And they're committing a lot of crimes. They are the ones we've been told by seven soldiers and our intel people that they dress up as and go blow up the Shiites, and then they dress up as Shiites and go blow up the Sunni areas, shopping centers and all, and kill hundreds of people a day. And that's our independent, these private contractor mercenaries that are doing this, we've been told.
Absolutely. And what we have heard, that there's been an effort by certain of these contractors to get a contract on the southern border with Mexico,
yes,
and to essentially replace the Federal Border Security agents,
uh-huh,
there, or to supplement them at a much higher salary. But what's troubling about these mercenaries is, will these mercenaries one day be used against the American citizen?
Well, we've heard that too, Ernie. We've heard that Bush is bringing enough mercenaries home, these mass murderers, to take over each county in America. They're going to be above the sheriff and above the county commissioners, and they're going to run the counties under martial law, these mass murderers. So, Katie, bar the door, man. It's going to be bad.
It is, and as we see the economic situation worsen week by week now, and even though the Federal Reserve is throwing all this debt at our banking woes, and many of our major banks are in trouble, and many of American citizens are losing their homes with foreclosures, et cetera, we think the times, many of us believe that the times are such that with the continued pounding of the war drum and the possible attack on Iran and the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then today or this weekend about the growing instability in Pakistan, we're sitting on a time bomb here. And I read about, and I don't know if you heard this, a possible inside or false flag event occurring in the U.S. soon. I think one of the towns was listed was Houston. Have you heard anything from your sources?
No, we've heard that they're planning to blow up 100 sites at one time in the next false flag operation, that they hope to blow up each of the National Guard bases across America at the same time, but they hope to hit 100 targets at one time and absolutely paralyze with fear the American people so that Bush can put us, destroy the Constitution completely, make himself Emperor of America, cancel the next election, take us to war in the Middle East, and set up the universal draft of our girls and boys. All of this is what he hopes to get with this next bombing of America.
Yes, and when he does that draft and takes our boys and gals out of the country and puts them into these wars for profit, then yeah, the mercenary contractor employees will be then turned on to us, the citizens,
uh-huh,
who are not in the military. And so we're, this is all a systematic effort,
yeah,
to bring in the one world government.
Yeah, hold on, brother. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with you after this important break. Folks, we've got big-time work to do come Monday morning. We've got to get a hold of our elected things, tell them no on this Law of the Sea Treaty and this other First Amendment ending bill for thought crimes. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here, and we're going right back to our brother Ernie. Please, folks, get a pencil and paper. We need to give you the phone numbers out to call for our Congress there. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, Jack, for your listeners, I wanted to give them...
Oh, by the way, Ernie, could you speak up a little bit, brother? I'm having trouble hearing you.
I am speaking so loud, I have my telephone at maximum volume.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know why I'm having such trouble copying you.
Well, I don't either, because I am speaking very loudly here, maximum phone volume.
Okay. All right, very okay. Good. Go right ahead, brother.
Okay, I wanted to bring to your attention for your listeners so they can go to certain sources to get this information.
Uh-huh.
It's Time to Fire Washington by Debbie Lewis, available at
www.globalresearch.ca.
Globalresearch.ca, all lowercase.
Her CA,
article.
Right, .ca?
Yes.
Okay.
Her article is excellent, and her endnotes are superb, and to the linkages to the Senate bill and the House bill on the Homegrown Terrorism Act.
Okay.
And she's got it fully documented. And I encourage your listeners to visit newsreviews.com and look at Cliff Kincaid's most recent article titled Big Media Demand Passage of UN Treaty. And what that is about is the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Okay.
Excellent details. Now, for those who are interested in the source and the contractors, the mercenaries, I would suggest you send an email to Joel Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N. He has a website titled www.worldaffairsbrief.com.
Okay, give us that one more time.
www.worldaffairsbrief.com.
Okay.
Worldaffairs, plural, brief.com. And read the article, Secrecy Immunity, Keys to Building and Protecting the Dark Side. Goes into great detail about the Blackwater Mercenary Company.
Okay.
And the details step-by-step, how the link between tyranny and corruption and how conspiracies eventually invade and take over governments in order to achieve a full range of immunity from prosecution when secrecy fails to shield completely.
Okay.
So they use a combination of secrecy, and they use this hidden agenda. Now, this hidden agenda to establish the one world government, I think an outstanding article written by Daniel Estulin with the World Affairs, WorldNet Daily, titled, Will Secret Clubs Pick Next Prez? That was dated Thursday, November 1st.
Okay, Thursday, November 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
And lastly,
what was the name of it again?
Will Secret Clubs Pick Next Prez?
Okay.
Dated November 1st on WorldNet Daily.
Okay.
.com. And it talks about the CFR, Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, the link with the Clintons, and all the presidential candidates, now excluding Ron Paul, who's not a member, and Mr. Tancredo, and I don't think Mr. Kucinich is a member either. And lastly, an article by Alan Stang, November
2nd. Alan
Stang,
yeah,
his
very good guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On November 2nd.
I want you to nail again for us the importance of Monday morning calling on these two bills. Is one in the House and one in the Senate, or how are they arranged anyway? Who are we going to call?
We need to call the Senate.
The Senate.
House has already voted.
Okay, on both of those.
We just need to call about Senate Bill 1959.
Okay.
Call the senators. And I would say when you call the senators, and there are some Democrats I think we can get to help defeat this bill.
Okay.
Based on the DREAM Act vote, senators from Montana, Democratic senators from Montana, North Dakota, voted against the DREAM Act. And I'm talking about Senator Baucus, Senator Tester, and Senator Dorgan, and possibly Senator Conrad.
Yep.
And I would also include the Democratic freshman senator from Missouri, Senator Claire McCaskill, who she voted against the DREAM Act.
Yep.
And
yes,
we might be able to convince her based on the merits, I don't see how this bill is cost beneficial. The Senate has yet to clearly define what the problem is they're trying to solve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the Law of the Sea Treaty, I would also ask the same Democratic senators and the Republican senators, and I must say in Virginia I'm extremely disappointed with both Senators Webb and Warner. I believe they will vote for the Law of the Sea Treaty because they're former Secretary of the Navy, Secretaries of the Navy, and somehow the military top chain of command in the Navy today is essentially treasonous in my viewpoint.
Right. Absolutely. Hang on, brother. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back to wrap it up with you.
Okay.
And we'll give out those phone numbers, too, folks, to call the U.S. Capitol. Get a hold of the Senate and tell them how you feel about this. Folks, it's so important that you call up those websites that Ernie gave you and read about it first and then make your call so you can make sense. Very important. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. We've got Lindsey Williams on the line hanging on. Lindsey, hang on, brother. We've got to get the marching orders for me and everybody out across America out again real quick with Ernie. Ernie, what's those two websites where we can actually read about the Law of the Sea Treaty and the 1959 hate crime, or the, not hate crimes, but the thought crimes bill they're trying to pass? Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, the first one on the Law of the Sea Treaty, Cliff Kincaid is the author, and he's written many articles on WorldNetDaily.com.
WorldNetDaily.com, okay.
All right.
Good.
Okay,
right.
And his latest is dated November 1st, with okay. Secret Club Sputnik Press.
Good, okay.
Now, on the House Bill 1955 and Senate Bill 1959, and you want to focus on 1959 because
right.
the House Bill's already been passed.
Yeah, that's the Senate Bill, 1959.
That's correct. And you can get that bill by going to global, www.globalresearch.ca.
CA, like California.
Yes,
right?
But it's .ca is for Canada.
Yes, Canada. Right.
They have the bill linked, or you can go to www.thomas.gov and just type in S.space1959.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think it'd be easier to go to www.globalresearch.ca.
Yes,
right?
And go to the article titled, It's Time to Fire Washington by Debbie Lewis.
It's Time to Fire Washington by Debbie who?
Lewis.
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
That is correct.
Okay, Debbie Lewis, good.
And lastly, Mr. Stang's article with newswithviews.com.
Yes.
I don't have it in front of me, but it came. I think it was Saturday's article, and it's about this upcoming his endorsement of presidential candidate Ron Paul, who's not a CFR member.
Right.
And on Monday, if the people have some funds to help Ron Paul's campaign, there's going to be an effort to raise $10 million for his campaign in one day.
Okay. Good deal, brother. Okay, folks, now. We've got to get Lindsay up. He's got some other hot issues to talk about that concerns all of us folks. But here's those toll-free numbers, folks, for the Senate. 800-828-2498. That's 800-828-2498. And then another one is 800-614-2808. All right? Okay, call Monday morning, folks, and remember, it's 3 hours different from the East Coast to the West Coast, so I have to get up early Monday morning to call before these elected things pass these horrible bills. So get up early and get on the phones, I think, about 8 o'clock. Ernie, do you think at 8 o'clock is okay?
I would say 8:30.
8:30, okay.
Yeah, and
Brother
Jack,
Ernie,
there's another toll-free number, 877-851-6437.
Right, gotcha. Okay, 877, area code, 851-6437.
That's correct.
Brother Ernie, thank you so much. God bless you. You are our congressional combat warrior for us. You always keep us up on what's going on congressionally. And we thank you so much, brother. Lord
thank
bless
you, Jack.
You. Have a good day.
And you too. God
bye
bless you.
Now. Okay, folks, that's our marching orders for tomorrow morning. Big day. If they pass that Law of the Sea treaty, folks, most of our sovereignty in this nation is gone. Can you imagine having to go to the UN to get permission to fish in the ocean, which is exactly what they're going to do? And the horrible thing is the UN is going to tax us to pay for all of this, tax the American people. And, folks, we never get anything we want when we go to the UN and ask permission for anything. They always vote us down. So let's not have this thing pass and that horrible hate crimes, or not hate crimes, but thought crime legislation 1959 is horrendous. It will stop the independent radio programs like you're listening to today on RBN. It will stop our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues for our police and soldiers. It will stop all free speech that has anything negative to say about the tyrants and the treasonous scumbags that are running this nation today. With that said, let's go to our dear brother hanging on, Lindsay Williams, folks. Lindsay Williams has been preaching the gospel for many decades. He has also been on the Alaskan pipeline up there a few years back and wrote the book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And he's back with us today. I don't know anybody, folks, that knows more about the economy of this nation and what's going to happen to us than Brother Lindsay Williams. Brother, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Jack, for allowing me to be on your show on this Sunday. You know, on, let's see, I think it was Friday, I had the privilege of being on a show with you.
Yes.
And I made a prediction I did not realize it was going to take place this quick. I mean, this is so drastic, Jack, it's almost unbelievable. By the way, congratulations on what you're doing and letting people know about everything that's taking place in Washington, D.C. I admire you more than you can possibly imagine for having on what you just had and letting people know what's going on. And now I'd like to let people know exactly what has happened since Friday, just since Friday. I had a phone call on yesterday from a radio talk show host in Kansas City, Missouri, a man by the name of Jason Littlejohn. And Jason said, Lindsay, I've got to tell you what happened here overnight. He said, I went to the gas pump on Friday evening to fill up my automobile. He said, I went back on Saturday morning, and he said gasoline had gone up 50 cents a gallon in Kansas City, Missouri, since Friday night to Saturday morning. Jack, you remember that on Friday, I made the statement that crude oil closed on Friday at $94.13 a barrel. And I said that back when crude oil was $60 a barrel, it was $3 a gallon at the gas pump. And I said, folks, mark my words, to make the difference between $60 and $90 a barrel, gasoline must go up between 40 and 60 cents a gallon at the gas pump. How could I possibly realize that the very night that I was on your radio talk show, that's exactly what happened in Kansas City, Missouri? Now, I haven't had time to go by the service station, or the filling station, I should say. It's not a service station anymore. The filling station here in our area this morning. But in Kansas City, Missouri, and it'll happen all over America. Mark my words, you're going up somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 75 cents a gallon between now and Christmas. It has to take place in order to make up the difference between $60 and $90 a barrel.
Right.
So, Jack, everything that I said 35 years ago in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, when I had the privilege of sitting in the board meetings with the elitist of the world for 3 years' time and listening to what they had to say, their agenda, their plan, everything that they had planned for the world, what you have talked about in the last 45 minutes, what has happened in Kansas City, Missouri, and will happen all over America, to 50 to 75 cents a gallon increase just overnight, literally overnight. Every bit of this is a part of an agenda that was planned in advance. So, Jack, I think today I have some things to give here, and the privilege of being on your program to be able to say it. I'll just let you go from there, and then we'll take up and go on with it.
Okay, brother. Well, it's just an honor to have you on, Lindsay. And, folks, I want you to know that many years ago, Lindsay Williams was gracious enough to give me my start. He doesn't know this, but I look at him as my patriot papa. He's the one got me started in the freedom movement, to meeting hundreds of thousands of people across the nation, many hundreds of police officers across this nation, when we had the big preparedness conferences across America. He gave me my start by letting me get up and take part of his time on the platform among several thousand people that were there. And that was the beginning for me, reaching out to the hundreds of thousands of police officers and soldiers across this nation. And I love this man for that. He's very gracious and loves everybody and wants to help. And he's going to help us today with giving us very important information. So I hope that you have your pencils and papers ready. Go right ahead, Brother Lindsay.
Well, Jack, the first thing I'd like to say is sum up everything that I'm going to say on this program in one sentence, really. I mean, I'll elaborate so that you'll understand the details. But let me sum it all up, if I can, in just one simple sentence, if you have that pencil handy. And I'm sure you do, because you've been writing down these Senate bills and phone numbers you need to call. So put it down on the same paper, if you will. Here it is. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Someone said a while back, they said the most sensitive part of anybody's anatomy is the rear pocket. And there's one thing right now that is affecting every single person in the listening audience of this program today, and of Republic Broadcasting, and that's what is happening to the dollar. the standard currency of the world is not the American dollar. Now, it was at one time, beginning with the time that crude oil was first used as a method by the elitist of the control of the world. From that date up until 1 year ago approximately, every drop of crude oil on the face of this earth was traded in dollars. I mean, you just could not buy crude oil from Saudi Arabia, from Dubai, from Venezuela, from any country in the world. You just could not buy it unless you use the American dollar for the trade of that crude oil.
Yes.
Therefore, the standard currency of the world at that point was the dollar. It's not anymore. Today, it's not the euro, neither is it the ruble, nor is it the dollar. It's crude oil. And whatever crude oil is traded in becomes the currency of the world. Now, if you'll remember back, about year and a half ago, the dollar began its slide. And, of course, on Friday, 2 days ago, the dollar hit the lowest point that has ever been in the history of the United States of America. It's near worthless. I mean, you go to the store and buy a few things with it, but try to do any world trade with it, and you've got a real problem. Oil is up 40%. Gold is up 30%. The dollar is at the lowest level that it's ever been in the history of the United States of America, and there is a reason why all of this has happened. Before I go into it, let me just briefly give some background, Jack, because it'll be difficult for people to believe some of the things I'm going to say today if I don't establish some credibility. It all began with me back about 35 years ago when I had executive status with the nine major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And because of that status, I actually lived in the dorms with, ate across the dinner table from, sat in the board meetings with the people that you hear about, the elitist of the world. And for 3 years' time, I had that privilege because I was the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and had been invited to sit in on these board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. If someone had asked me in 1970, when I first went to Alaska as a missionary, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, John Bircher? If someone had asked me after I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell Congress what to do, what bills to pass, tell the president what to do, dictate to the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, and control the currencies of the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. So as a result, for the past 35 years, I've had, by the privilege of God, the opportunity to write 6 books and to tell the story of just what is taking place with the elitist of the world, and I have followed them very carefully. Still have contact with some. And as a result, I'm seeing what's taking place today, and it causes me to say this. You have no reason whatsoever to not sleep at night because of what you're going to hear on this program today. There's no reason for you to look behind bushes. You should not be alarmed in any manner except to take action. I like to quote the scripture at this point because, you know, the Bible is always right. Everything else in the world may be wrong.
That's right. But there's one thing
that you can always depend on. The Word of God is correct. And the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, it does not say it'll scare you to death. Neither does it say that you should not sleep at night.
Right.
The truth will set you free if you're willing to believe it. And that's what I try to do on programs like I have the privilege of being on Jack McLamb today, is to tell the truth so that you can go out and take action about what you hear, do something about it, and spare your dinner table and your household, because it is the intention of the elitist to bring the middle class of America down to the same level as the third world countries of the world. Mexico and all the rest. They want to put together Canada and the United States and Mexico and the North American Union, and they want to take away from the rich and take away from the middle class and give to the poor. And they're doing this at the gas pump. Now, crude oil went to $94.13 on Friday when it closed. The gasoline has gone up at the gas pump in Kansas City, Missouri, 50 cents from Friday night to Saturday morning. And mark my words, you are going to see somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 a gallon at the gas pump. Now, don't let this alarm you.
And that's just
instead,
the beginning, brother.
Do
that's
something
just
about
the beginning.
It and take action right now so that when it happens, you won't be taking food off of your dinner table and putting it in the gas tank. Now, let me tell you why this is happening. When the oil-producing countries of the world stop using the dollar as the standard currency for the trade of crude oil, the dollar began its collapse. Now, think back a moment a little. For about a year to a year and a half ago, when the dollar was as sound as a dollar, we thought we had something that was going to stay stable. And all of a sudden, everything broke loose, from the housing industry to crude oil to the price of gas at the gas tank, gas pump. And we've gone up 21% at the grocery store. Groceries, 21% up since the beginning of this year alone. You're paying $4 and $5 a gallon for a gallon of milk at the grocery store, where it was less than $2 from that some while back. And so we'll go on and tell you why all this is happening.
Okay, brother, hang on. We'll be right back. Folks, if you don't have your pencil and papers by now, please go get them. You're going to need them. We'll be right back after this important, these important messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, we're back, and I'm just reading on the news here that Cheney has said that the second large-scale terrorist attack on America is under preparation with the support of Iran. Now, folks, this is that false flag operation we told you about. They've got to convince you that Iran attacked America so they can go to war. They can get your permission to go to war with Iran. So things are happening very quick, Lindsay. You go right ahead, brother, with what you were telling us now.
Jack, things are happening so rapidly that my only conclusion is that they have accelerated that program because they know too many people are waking up.
Right.
When I sat in the board meetings with the elitists 35 years ago and listened to them talk, there's only one thing that they fear. They don't fear God. They don't fear government. They don't fear the president. The only one thing that the elitists fear, they fear the masses of people waking up.
That's right.
They cannot stand for people like Jack McLam to get on the radio and say what he's saying. They cannot take the other talk show host of the country saying what they're saying. They fear the masses waking up, and I think they realize that that's exactly what's happening. So let me try to explain, while we still have a voice and an opportunity to do it,
exactly
what's happening. Now, the United States, the government of the United States of America, admits to $9 trillion of national debt. Now, let me try to explain it this way. Somebody must pay that debt. Somehow down the line, somebody either buys securities to pay off the interest or the debt, somehow has to do it. Take, for instance, your house. You have a mortgage, possibly, on your house. And let's say that it's $200,000. Every month, you go down to the bank, and you pay the principal, and you pay the interest.
Right.
And you're going to pay it for maybe 20 to 30 years. Somebody pays off the debt of that house. Now, the national debt of the United States of America is identically the same. Someone must pay that debt of the mass spending by the drunken sailors, almost like that, from Washington, D.C. Somebody must pay the interest and the principal of that $9 trillion national debt.
Right.
Well, who pays it? The other countries of the world, whether it be the oil-producing countries, Japan, China, Russia, whoever it may be, they buy our national debt in the form of buying T-bills and securities and Federal Reserve issues. And every month, it requires, according to the Treasury of the United States of America, it requires $70 billion in capital inflow to cover the currency, the account deficit of the United States of America. Now, I hope you're writing this down. Now, this is right from the Treasury of the United States of America. It requires $70 billion a month. That means that Japan, Russia, China, all the other countries of the world, they must buy Treasury bills and securities enough to be able to pay off that national debt. If not, the United States of America would have to declare bankruptcy. Now, let me show you what's happening. When the oil-producing countries of the world stop using the dollar as the standard currency for the trade of crude oil, then the world did not have the massive amounts of dollars out there necessary to turn around and buy and trade our national securities. Now, listen to the countries that within the past 1 year have jumped ship and stopped using the dollar for the sale and the trade of crude oil. Now, of course, keep in mind now, crude oil is the standard currency of the world, and it runs the whole world. Here's the First Nation. And, Jack, this is so significant with what our vice president just did. On March the 20th of 06, Iran was the first company ever in the history to do it.
I see.
We'll finish in a moment.
Okay, I hear the music. Hang on, brother. We'll be right back with more. Folks, stay tuned for more with Lindsay Williams. We've got a whole lot of information to give out here in the next hour. Stay tuned.